Hello and welcome back to The Bachelor. I'm Jordana.
I'm Aileen.
We are here with a very special guest.
The specialist.
Alexis Waters.
Former shark. Is that what they
call
you?
Former dolphin. Yeah. Former dolphin. Literally this frat guy. Dolphin, right. This frat guy the other day at a club ran up to me in my face and was like, dolphin girl, dolphin girl. I was like,
Do you regret your decision as dolphin or do you love it?
I love it.
Okay.
Right. I feel like that's
there was no other way it would have showed up.
I remember watching you and like,
hating me?
No. Dying laughing. I'm like, this girl needs to stay on as long as possible because the only reason I'm watching the show because you were like, because there was the chicken in this season and he sucked.
Yeah.
The chicken sucked.
He'll never be a dolphin.
He'll never be a dolphin.
He put shame to costume. And then even
the penguin last year did it. If you were gonna go with a costume, you had to go all out. Like I was like fully committed. Like
right.
I went
changed,
in the pool.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, I was in the pool. Like I was making dolphin noises. I was like off of that.
What's the process of like? So like, how did you being the dolphin come to be?
Well,
like,
I said,
where did it start?
First of all, I was stoned when I put my job title.
Okay.
And I put aspiring dolphin trainer. I just thought it was hilarious. And
It was not true.
But like, it was also something that I always really wanted to be.
Okay.
I always wanted to be a dolphin trainer when I was little. So I was like, this is going to be fucking hilarious. Like, they're not going to not pick an aspiring dolphin trainer. So then, like, when we were talking about, like, coming out of the limo, I was like, I want to do something really weird and funny. And the dolphin costume was out of stock. So I had to get a shark. And I was just like, I'm going to just fuck with people and be like, no, it's a dolphin. And people started calling me like the dolphins. I was like, oh yeah.
That sounds like exactly something you would do. You used to fuck with me like that all the time.
I would think something was real
and you would just insist that it wasn't.
I would fuck with her. She would say something like we would chat on AIM. Like back in the day, she would like say one word and I'm like, did you just say this? Like something wrong? And she's like, no, what are you talking about? I'm like, look, I copied and pasted. I like changed. I don't know why I'm such like a psychopath.
It sounds like exactly something you would do.
So what are you thinking of this season? Like, what are your thoughts?
I really like Becca.
Yes. Okay.
But I just think this season is so, it's like hard to watch.
The guys are so weird and terrible.
They like did her dirty this season. Like, I don't like any of the guys.
You
really
think?
Yeah.
I think they did her dirty.
What? There's no one who I'm like, that's someone I like want to get.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't boom anybody on this season.
Boom
as in is fornicate.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think Colton is like pretty cute.
But he has a lisp a little bit.
Does he?
A little bit.
I think he's
cute. I'm not really into, I like the dark side.
The dark side.
Not dark meat, but dark like.
So you like the one called Drogo? Like the one with the long hair?
Leo. No. I'm not really into any of the guys. I like the one that was on.
What if he cut his hair?
Maybe.
I feel like that's what I was thinking of the whole episode. I was like, just put your hair.
But I didn't really like his date last night either. Leo?
Yeah, it was like,
I was like,
the whole, I feel like every, I feel like things get really awkward on her episodes and then she feels weird for like all of the dates after. Yeah. And that's happened many weeks in a row.
Yeah.
So it's like her whole season is just kind of like awkward. And like her like kind of like, I've never seen more male drama. I feel like it's not just between, usually sometimes it's between two people and this time it's like everyone.
But it's not even like fun drama. Like it's not even like funny drama. It's like really immature, like childish drama.
Right. I thought like Jordan was the funniest, like in terms of everything.
I don't care what anyone says. I wanted to watch him the whole season.
I wanted to watch him compared to everyone else. Like he's the only one is, cause it, he was kind of surprising in that like you thought that he was just, he was sort of just this male model like Zoolander and then all of a sudden he can speak. Like he was like, I have integrity, you have nothing, and then you're like, oh, he's smart, and then he finally gets his time with Becca from like the other episode. He's like, so modeling.
Yeah, back to modeling.
My routine.
Yeah. And then like all his faces that he makes while he models, like I was like, I can't. He was so funny.
Really, he's like the things I can do with my face. But I think that for him was probably I need to get on Paradise.
Yeah,
that
he
was,
is
right. But right. I think that was his like plan.
Yeah, no.
Are you going back to Paradise?
No, I'm taken now.
I think I just saw that actually. Yeah. Did you become Insta official recently?
No, we've been Insta official for a while now, okay, but he's like
saw
the one.
Recently.
He's the one.
Oh, he's
yes.
the one. Oh, he's the one. Okay.
Yeah, he's a good one.
How
I don't know
you
how
know he was the one.
How do I know?
Yeah.
I knew he was always the one. He kind of reminds me of my dad a little bit, which is creepy, but like just like a genuine, blah, 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 genuine nice guy. And I had my period last week. I was an actual psychopath. and he still loved me after it.
That's really
it key. Was just like, oh my God.
When like, you're like an emotional wreck and like just you're just like, I need to be committed. Yeah. And they're just like, it's okay.
Yeah. He was, he like rode it with me. I was a monster. Like I was hurt. I was sick too. And then I like, and it was just like, not okay. How'd you meet? I met him through Rachel Lindsay.
Oh, how's she doing?
She's doing good. she's doing ESPN First Take. I'm like, okay, girl. Really? She's Beyonce. I'll always be the Michelle. Like, it's I just is her. What it is. Yeah, she's the best. She's the best.
Okay, sorry. Let's just go through the episodes so we have a sense of like
what's going
on. Okay, what's going on? So we start with this date with Jason, who I think Jared tweeted, which is actually really funny, that he's like the like guy you'd find in like the finance bars.
Yes.
Downtown, like
Wall Street. He's consistently on happy hour after work on Wall Street.
Yeah, yeah, one of my best friends, she works in the city. She works for JP Morgan, and she like was like, oh my God, he's so cute. And I was like, it just makes sense. Those are the type of guys.
He looks like he's kind of straight out of the movie Outsider, though. Like, he's like, yo, man, like, I like this.
He got the sleek, like, that gel back hair, too.
Yeah.
Why did she bring his friends on the date? I didn't really understand that.
I didn't understand that either.
I don't know either.
It's also like he was so happy that his friends were there. I was like, if like, imagine, like, you're going on a first date with a guy to a bar, and he's like, oh my God, my friends are here. I'm so happy.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, imagine being in the house with the other guys. He's probably like,
right, I guess.
Great. Yeah. The funniest, though, is that she kept saying, like, oh, I've had my eye on him for so long, but, like, literally two episodes, you didn't know his name. That like, is, you forgot his name.
I died when she was like, and this is, I have no fucking
that
idea.
That was, like, I thought the realest thing that they could have shown.
Because I would have done that if I was ever the Bachelorette, I would literally need name tags.
They're all like, exactly. And I know.
A lot of the guys, like JoJo season, all the guys looked exactly the same.
They all looked like
at the
end, there were four guys who had the same haircut.
Forehead.
And she chose the one with the biggest poof.
I actually just met Jordan
and
JoJo the other day. Yeah. I actually really like
them. Are they still madly in love?
Yeah, from what I saw.
Okay. They're the same on Insta as they are in real life.
Yeah.
I thought their whole date was weird. Like, what was with the gothic people? I have no comment.
Right, like, who planned this?
Yeah.
But before we go into
Virginia.
The episode. Yeah, right. That's what I want to say. I saw on Derek, you know, formerly with Taylor Derek, he posted on his Insta story that's like, laughing hysterically. He's like, they say they're in Virginia, and then they had to show a map of, like, where Virginia
is. That was also so funny, because she just starts spouting all this like historical shit about Virginia that she definitely had no idea about before.
Yeah. Do you know
like,
anything for
it's so
Virginia?
Great to be in
what does one do?
City.
What does one do in Virginia?
Like they go to the Capitol, I guess.
Yeah.
They have goth. Like that was the most creative thing that they could have done. They had to bring like his friends in order to make Virginia interesting.
Yeah. No, I was very confused. That's like when we went to Wisconsin and we had to like be like, yeah, we're going to Milwaukee.
Is that what they tell you to do? Are they like?
I was so pissed.
Were they pumped?
Yeah. Well. Yeah, you had to be like, oh, well, actually, you're getting out of the house, so that's, like, fun.
Right.
And then, but I was like, we're going to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
It's
I'm
so
like,
funny.
Yeah.
I'm always like, when are they going to have an episode where they show that they're going somewhere? And someone, like, last time was, like, Fort Lauderdale, and they were, like, so excited. Which, I mean, like, it's the beach, but it's, like, it's not, like Miami would make more sense.
I would be, like, so excited, but there's a picture, like, a producer took of me, and I was, like, giving them the finger, because I was like, you're taking me to fucking Wisconsin.
Right.
But I was just, like, so excited.
The perfect place to fall in love.
But the house we had in Wisconsin was like mad nice.
Do they like feed you advertisers says like, and we're staying at the Aria in Las Vegas and this is the best place in the world.
And the beds are so comfortable. It's basically so luxurious.
Yeah, but you're really in a fucking bunk bed, so
and then you fall off.
And then you fall off. I wasn't surprised by that because I was like, oh, I actually almost did that one night. Yeah. So I feel for you.
Yeah, that's was so really funny. I don't remember, was there anything memorable about Jason's date?
I mean, I like him. Yeah. I would see him like as a front runner.
He
so
seemed
far.
Like he was like in touch with his vulnerable, like sensitive side.
And he's confident.
Yeah, he's confident. And what I liked about him is that he decided to get up out of the room during like the drama with Chris and Lincoln. He's like, I'm just going to take myself out of this and go.
And he keeps laughing. And that every time there's like a fight because he's like, are these dudes You're serious? Right. So like, I kind of like him. I think he's a front runner
so
far.
I think so too.
I think he's like one of those like shady front runners. Like you didn't really, kind of like
Catherine.
Catherine from Sean and Catherine. Sleeper hit.
What's your last name? Catherine.
Low.
No, but
Teresa Giudice. Teresa
Giudice. No, it was not. But it was something with a G.
Yeah.
She's Catherine Lowe now. Whatever.
Okay. So let's talk about the drama first. Chris, what are your thoughts on Chris?
I hate Chris.
He reminds me of an angry Ben Stiller in like all of the movies where he's angry.
Yes. No, he reminds me of Johnny Drama in a weird way.
Oh, yes. From Entourage.
Okay, I'm going to give you another one. You guys are going to be like, yes. Do you remember Eddie, the crazy roommate from Friends?
Yes. I saw that.
Who he is.
And I can't get it out of my head because I think Derek posted about it. And I was like,
myself.
It's just like, he's not fun. It like makes me uncomfortable watching him.
Yeah, because he's just so angry for no reason.
No reason.
You know, like in like the Friends episode where Ben Stiller is like the like
crazy,
the shady, the low key angry guy. He only takes it out on Ross.
Or only when in Meet the Fockers, like every time he's like really just angry. Like literally, that's him.
That's him. It's like. Because Ben Stiller's also really good at being the angry guy. Like, clawing up, like just having the spurts.
Totally. Now every time, he's off now. So yeah, we're done with Chris.
I just don't understand. Like, he says he lost 100 pounds that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then he's
the only thing that was funny that he said last night was something about like calories.
He said, how can he like Lincoln? He eats 12 eggs every morning.
Like, it's cholesterol. Like, yeah. I was like, that was the one good line for Chris.
Right.
Like, forever.
But I think he was serious.
Yeah.
So that was like less him being funny, more us laughing at things he says.
Which brings us also to the group date, the Beck election.
Right. Yeah. I was down for Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Reminded me of Do You Rush the Office?
I do.
Do you know the episode where like where they do like the Phyllis's like that Bachelorette or something?
Benjamin Franklin. Right, Franklin. Horny Benjamin Franklin. Exactly.
I was down for Abe last night. Yeah.
He was cute.
DTA, like an older down to man. Abe.
I was like, who's the second one? My sister's like, Nicole, that's George. Alexis, that's George Washington. I was like, oh.
He didn't look like George.
George Washington had very white hair.
He had like a brown cough. Bob. George should not have a brown bob, I don't think.
Before we get to this, let's take a very, very quick break and then we'll be right back.
So we have to tell you guys about this amazing new service that we found. It's called FrameBridge. They make it really easy and affordable to frame your favorite things, from like art prints and stuff to posters to travel pics and like all your like any cool Instagram pic you have, because we're all photographers now. Basically, you go to FrameBridge.com and you upload your photo, or if you want, they'll send you packaging so you can mail in your actual physical piece. You preview the item online in any frame style, and you pick your favorite or get like a recommendation. They have a lot of designers there that can like help you pick out what the best frame is. And then they custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door and ready to hang.
Yeah. And I mean, I've tried other things. Like, I've tried to go to a framing store and it's so, so expensive. It's things they don't tell you as an adult.
Right.
But for FrameBridge, their prices start at $39 and all of the shipping is free. So,
and our listeners get a discount.
Yeah, they get a discount. So you can just go to FrameBridge.com and use the discount code Bachelor, so that's BETCHELOR, to get an additional 15% off your first order. So that's FrameBridge, FrameBridge.com, promo code Bachelor, BETCHELOR, for an additional 15% off.
Yeah, and it's the perfect gift for weddings, birthdays, and special events.
It really is. Like, I've gifted so many of my friends this for their engagements. And
so romantic.
It's really romantic and it's really sweet, and you can customize it and you can really choose any photos. And I personally really love it. So FrameBridge.com, promo code Bachelor. Okay, so let's talk about the debate. At first it started off pretty chill, right? Like,
yeah.
It was like fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of left field, Lincoln is the one who started the whole fight.
Was it Lincoln or Chris?
Yes, Lincoln.
I think Lincoln did, and then Chris just went to town.
I'm not trying to start stuff like Chris. And then he like took the bait.
Yeah.
Right. The power move is to not, is to just like, that's what no one seems to understand no matter how many seasons they watch, is to just like, if you just like seem like you're here for her and like you're having a great time with her, like, it's not like she's going to take your side. But if you're like trying to start shit,
it's never gonna end well.
Right.
Like the chicken.
Yeah.
The chicken fucked it up for himself. The
chicken fucked it up. He couldn't let go.
He couldn't let go.
But he'll never let go, Jordan. He'll never let go.
Yeah. No, but Lincoln, same with him. He got sent home. Didn't Lincoln get sent home last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got sorry, sent I fell home. Asleep for like 10 minutes. I was like, oh, we're yeah, still
Lincoln
on.
Lincoln got sent, but okay, but granted, like she had no connection with Lincoln. Like,
yeah. They made out the wedding, that one egg date when Rachel and Brian were there.
Did they? I guess
he won. He won. And they, I thought that was like,
I mean,
she
he
was
thinks
into
the
it.
Earth is flat.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Come on. Yeah. I mean, and what is his native language? Because in the last, sure. Remember in the last episode, he had like did this song.
no one knows.
No, but really, like he has, sometimes it sounds like either he's British and then other times he sounds a little bit Russian.
That's amazing.
Or like Middle Eastern. Like, I don't really know. But then he sings that song, like with that guy from Las Vegas. He sings a song. He's like, calls her some word. It's like, this is from my native tongue. Like, what is that?
It sounds like he's British.
I think he's something. British, or I have no
remember
idea.
He was like,
will we ever know?
Danke schön, when he was changing the words, and it was like some other word. I clearly paid too much
attention. I'm sorry. Trouble. I'm like, I maybe should pay attention a little bit more.
It's okay. It's okay. It was really boring.
Also,
so,
the Virginia governor, was that the real governor, was hosting the Beck election?
He asked the first question. He wasn't even hosting.
I was like, this does not say a lot about the state of Virginia if their governor is like actually hosting this shit.
Or do you think they like pay him?
I don't know.
Some money?
Like, they're probably governor? Like, it's for Virginia tourism.
Right. I guess it kind of is now. People know where Virginia is and like.
Does not make it look
we really
fun,
put
though.
It on, they, yeah. The Bachelor really put it on the map.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally. We need a ba-dum-tsh there. Okay, so. The debate was weird. Everybody
didn't
hates.
Colton get a little feisty too?
Colton, yeah, no, but you know, not that was afterwards. That was when he was like got really pissed off because I think Lincoln told after the date during the date, but after the debate, Lincoln told he's such a pot star.
Yeah,
he is that's right.
He is Dorit.
he went and told
he's the male version of Dorit. Yeah,
Becca that like Colton is scared of Chris.
I love watching guys fight. I think it's hilarious
because they don't even what are they even fucking talking about?
I was so confused the whole fight, like every fight. I was just like, what the hell is going on? Like I was so confused, and then I was like. Bored watching it right. Because I was like, nothing's even like interesting.
Well, I thought the funniest thing was okay. So then after Lincoln does just like decides to drop this random knowledge, then Becca tells Chris. Chris is mad. Mad Chris comes back to the group and he's like, Colton. So I hear you're really scared of me. And Colton, this is that's the scariest thing because Colton, who is obviously scared of him, he's like, no, I never said that. I never said that. And now he's still sleep alone with this guy who he thinks is clearly gonna kill him.
No, he's literally a psychopath.
He's literally a psychopath.
Chris is very scary. I feel like he was like
scary.
He's like
Mad Chris. I like Mad Chris. Yeah, in the game.
He seems like kind of like scheming and like diabolical.
Well, that scene where
and then with the trench coat when he was leaving, well, going to Becca's room. Yeah, that was terrifying.
That was terrifying. And the way she was like, "I like your trench coat." He's like, "Thank you very much. I really appreciate that." Jeez, right? It was like an empty compliment.
I was like happy there were like there were like people in the room with them.
Yeah,
like if I were her, I'd be a little nervous.
I would be too.
Also, how are you feeling about? This is really messed up. I'm really sorry, God. But the style, the dresses that Becca's been rocking.
Yeah, they're a little bit costumey.
Is that fucked up?
No, I think.
I'm allowed to talk shit?
Yeah, of course. Okay,
I like Becca, but the clothes, the.
Who's. The they have
sequins, there's too
sometimes
much sequins.
Sometimes bachelorettes have really good style, and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
JoJo had great style.
She probably styled herself.
Yeah, I think they do. That's why it's like odd.
No, I think there is a stylist.
There is a stylist, yeah. But, right.
But if you
like,
have good style, obviously.
You pick
helpful.
And choose what you want to wear.
Right, right. I remember being obsessed with everything JoJo wore.
Oh, yeah, me too.
She was
She's
just
so
like,
flawless. Even in person. And I was like, I'll just go die. Yeah. I like showed up to her like lunch party, like thinking I looked so cute. And then I saw her. I was like, I'll just go die.
I love Rachel. I don't remember loving her like outfits, but like
I don't remember.
She's great. So yeah. I didn't
JoJo had sick outfits. I know anytime the other Becca, do you remember Becca on Chris's season? Farmer Chris.
Souls.
She always had amazing style. Becca? I was obsessed. Yeah, you loved Becca. Blonde hair Becca.
Oh, Becca
with
Tilly.
The perfect teeth. Yeah.
Becca Tilly. Yeah. I met her too.
Also, she's like,
yeah.
Aren't they best friends too?
Yeah, she was like, I walked into the party, so saw her. I was like, okay, I'll just go dye. Her skin was like Right, glowing. Like looks like it's Facetune, but it's like not.
She's auto Facetune. Yeah, she's auto Facetune in real life. Skin.
Yeah, she was a virgin. Is she still a virgin?
I don't know. Unclear. She still is on the on whatever season she was on. She was a virgin.
Yeah,
on Chris's. Wow, Farmer Chris. I wonder how he's doing.
But then she was on another season too.
I hope. Yeah, she was on another one. She was on Ben's.
Yeah, she was on Chris, and then she came back for Ben.
Yeah,
Ben who?
Ben Higgins.
Who's single?
Yeah,
is he gonna be the next Bachelor?
I hope so.
I really liked Ben.
I loved Ben.
He was on Winter Games.
Oh yeah. And then Why did he do that to himself?
I don't know. They made him look like weird. I didn't.
Yeah.
I thought that was
and like sad and lonely. Right. Yeah. I was like,
and like what's her name? Hooji was his best friend. What was her name?
Yuki?
Hickey. Hooji.
Higgy?
Is that how you say
Yuki.
It?
Yuki. Yuki's gonna be the bartender on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, that's gonna be perfect.
That'll be
but
funny.
Like also the way that they treated her was kind of like
She does not speak English at all.
Right.
Like, I think it was also like the Bachelor background music that made everything they did seem like.
It's like, Yuki, I love you so much.
Even last night, like when they all, like the background music, like makes the moment. Yeah, like with Leo talking, what was he talking about? And it was like this creepy ass music.
I was thinking that too, and I was like, I'm not really sure how I'm supposed to feel. Is this awkward or does she like it?
And I literally watch it with my mom and my sister, and they like hate it. So it's like, okay, you guys are killing my vibe. But then also the music behind it is like
the music was
when Chris was walking with that trench coat, it was like scary music too. So it makes him even look more like a serial killer.
I feel like when the producers were editing it, they also weren't sure how this was gonna go.
Yeah.
So they just put on random music.
Right. Or they were probably like just like us, like kind of bored with the episode, like probably zoned out. They're like, let's just throw this in there. It looks like a tense moment.
Yeah. It was a very boring episode.
And then they woke up, they're like, oh, she's into it. She's into it. Play the nice music.
Yeah. I'm really happy she sent his ass home mad, Chris. Do you think he's still mad?
Death.
Do you think he was mad watching the episode?
Do you think he's going to be in paradise as like a surprise guest?
I don't know, man.
He seems like a liability. I was thinking with him, he like, at the end when she's like, I'll walk you out. He's like, I don't need to be walked out.
Oh my God, I know. I don't need you.
Right.
And she's like,
no, I'm going to show you the respect of walking you out. He's like, it's really, we can just leave right here.
Yeah, we can like just leave right now.
He just kept being
like, no, just don't stop following me.
Yeah,
he, I don't know what
if that, I were her, I'd be like, okay, you don't want me to, like, okay.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, go back yourself.
It would be so funny if she just, like, slapped his ass on the way. Something so ridiculous.
I know, like, that's why it's, like, so funny, because I feel like in certain situations, like, I would just make this.
Right. I wish somebody would just do something, like, funny.
He's also
weird.
The second guy this season to try to pull the, like, I see you as my wife, I'm falling in love with you, as, like, a last-ditch thing to get her to, like, not send him home. Like, someone else did that. And she got really upset. Who was it?
The first guy. I feel like I knew him.
I know.
A second ago.
It was the guy who, like, kissed her, and it was weird.
Oh,
what was his name?
Like,
I know who you're talking about.
I don't know. My face is either his face is in my head.
It was that guy, and
she
got really upset about it. And then Chris tried that again, where he was
it was Sean Blanc. John Blanc.
We got it, guys. Right. Good job.
Yes, there we go. Teamwork. He goes like, and then Chris goes like, I can see you like as my wife. She's like, oh, because you were gonna leave like
3 seconds
like last week. And he's like, just because I was going to leave doesn't mean I don't see you as my wife.
No, the funniest was like, he said, I understand you disagree with me, but can you just like forget that happened? He's like, just throw that out of your mind. And she's like, what?
I was very confused.
And that scene where he was like writing that like strongly worded letter in like his attic.
Oh my God. Yes, I know what you're like. Was he in an attic?
I have a question from an insider's perspective. No, it was just like a dark room. It was probably like lighting.
But it was really scary.
Do the producers say, okay, now go write this letter. We're going to put like weird, strong lighting on you. Like, is that?
No, just like contemplation things. You just really have to. That's the only thing they like tell you to just like look out and like pretend you're like looking for love. And I would always do it. And they'd be like, Alexis, you look like your dad. And I'd be like, I'm not really looking for love. No, I'm just like, I'm not in love. So
It's like the.
Like
the
wistfully look out the window.
Yeah.
Or over.
It's the contemplation shot.
Yeah.
That's so
funny.
He was
like writing a letter and he's
like. And like mine would always be like, literally like hungover. And it would
like
just be like,
tired.
Yeah. Like, Alexis, can you like make not look dead?
And I'm like, don't look constipated.
Yeah. I was like, no, but I have to poop.
Is everyone like drinking the whole time?
Well, now the game has changed.
Oh, after the Corinne situation?
Yeah. So now I'm like so proud of how I was on, what season I was on. Yeah. I don't think I would be able to handle it now.
So they're all just like,
well,
so
I did Paradise the second time and there was a drinking limit and I legit did not get drunk and I was pissed.
What was the drinking limit?
Well, it's not that bad. It's like two drinks an hour. But like still, like... But it was like from going from like you eating. So I'm like, it's really not that bad. But like I would
measure pour.
Yeah. And it was like watered down tequila. So two drinks an hour is like pretty like not
that. Like that.
I
went to this one time. I went to this like one place for a wedding and I knew it was watered down tequila. So everyone just kept taking like hundreds of shots. And I was fine at the end of the day. Month later, I went to the same place for that wedding and I was like, oh, they're going to have watered down tequila. I took 100 shots, blacked out. It was a different wedding, different types of budgets. And so I got wasted.
Yeah. I was like, Wells, like put a little extra on mine. And he like,
he has to abide by the rules.
Yeah. He had to abide by the rules. He had like a face by the, like in tally marks of how many you had. And I'd be like, oh no, this drink is for this drink is for Jasmine. And he would
What happened to original bartender? Did he really leave to Jorge? Pursue his dreams?
I think Jorge's back.
Oh, he's coming back?
Yeah, Jorge's back.
His like the Yuki. Farm.
It's Yuki. There's three. It's Wells, Yuki, and Jorge. Jorge's making a comeback.
Wells also coming back.
Yeah, Wells is coming back.
There's going to be three bartenders making no drinks.
I know. Yeah, like two drinks an hour. That's nothing.
You know, so much time.
Should we just quickly talk about Leo? I feel like...
He was like kind of boring.
Yeah, he talked about...
He was kind of boring.
He was like... Okay, I did like that he said he's like, I'm not like... I know you feel like I'm... I kind of like seemed like a caricature, which was like kind of a self-aware comment that he because like I guess he has the long hair, he's a stuntman, like he seems like kind of a parody of himself.
He's called kind of expected more from Leo. Maybe it's the hair. I think the hair makes me feel like he's a, because the hair is like full of secrets, but it's like not.
It's not.
Yeah. There's no secrets.
There's no secrets. Like, my dad wanted to be a
baseball player. He was like, because I wasn't a professional baseball player, my dad was disappointed that he wasted his time throwing baseball with me.
Yeah.
Right. I thought it was like actually that music, I thought that conversation was awkward because
I thought so too.
In 3 seconds, decides to open up, quote unquote. And then I thought back to the previous episode. Where what's his name? Or no, was that this episode where one of the guys, Grant, Jason, was like
with the Alzheimer's?
Grant, the one he was pissed. He's like, now she's in a really bad mood, and I was planning to open up tonight.
That's like, what Leo said.
No, well,
oh
no,
yes, it was this episode.
This episode when she needed a moment, and she's like, Grant, go, I'll go get you in like 10 minutes. I need time. Like,
that's not how opening up works.
Right. Wait, who the hell is Grant?
It's not him. Isn't Grant? Whatever. I don't know what his
name is. Garrett. I'm thinking of Grant Kemp.
Oh,
so I'm like, is he on the season?
I was like, yeah, I knew that wasn't his name.
Garrett was like, Garrett was the one that said
I was planning on opening up tonight. And I'm like thinking, I'm like, that's probably how Leo was feeling, is like, this is my chance to tell her my sad story.
I felt like she wasn't into it. And then, like, I didn't think he was going to get the rose because the creepy music.
Yeah.
The creepy music. And then, like, she was, like, oh, like, holding it. And then she was really into him. I was like, what the hell is going on? Who's doing the audio for this show? Because this is not okay.
Becca gives a rose to everyone that she goes on a one-on-one with.
Yeah.
I like when they don't. I like when they, like, do the one-on-ones. And then at the end, they're like, I just didn't really feel it. Yeah. Which hasn't really happened this season. But that,
just Jordan.
Right.
Yeah, but that was still, like, a two-on-one.
Oh,
and
then they were,
like... I don't know why they're always in the desert when they leave the people.
I know.
What happens really when they leave? On the they get in a different car.
Yeah.
Do they go like 2 minutes later?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't even go on a one-on-one.
What do you think was the most?
I was a group date queen, and then in Paradise, I didn't go on one date.
Really?
No, but I like have like Jack Stone on there. Are you kidding me?
All right.
I always pick on Jack Stone. I'm so sorry, but like,
where's Jack Stone these days?
I think he's at Equinox in Dallas.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
We're scallops.
Oh, she was on the proposal. Do you understand?
Do you guys watch that?
No, I just happened to be on. But I saw like a preview.
Yeah.
But do you understand? Like, I literally told the story about the scallop fingers. Producers now, when like they talk about her, say scallops gone, scallops walking. And I'm like, what did I do? I literally told the story once. They made me tell the story 15 Scallop. Fucking times. I was like, no, guys, it's not funny anymore. Like, it's not.
They really, it was not funny towards
the end.
Can
I say that I think of her every time I eat, I see scallops on a menu.
Same. It's her face. Yeah. I really
that's your fault.
It was all my fault.
Like an ad campaign.
But it really,
friends?
Yeah, but like, we're not like best friends, but like I literally friendly. Just told yeah. us we're friendly, but she's like the sweetest girl in the right. entire world. That's why I was like, oh my God, no, I literally just told her. She really did have scowl fingers when I wiped my shoulder.
Yeah.
And I was like pissed. And like, I was like really pissed about it. And like, you know, but like I told her, like, I was like, dude, watch your fucking scowl fingers. Yeah. And then I just told the story in Paradise and they had nothing to run with because it was like great. Such a short amount of time. So they just like, oh my God, that's so funny. But then like roll. And then
they,
I was like,
they fucked it.
I was like, yeah. you guys ruined the fucking joke.
They totally did. But then when I saw her on the proposal, like it was just because my DVR stopped. And
did
then it
she
was what? On.
Did she get proposed?
I don't know. But she comes up and she goes, Kristen. And then they're like, Kristen. I'm like, how do I know her? She's like, Kristen. I'm like, scale.
Yeah, so I mean, I really helped her out.
You
yeah.
branded her.
Branded her. She could just, probably get free scalps for life.
Yeah, and everyone will, like, seriously. Like,
scalps are good. My favorite
yeah.
scalps.
I never had scalps. Like, scalps.
For sure. For yeah, sure. For sure.
Anyway. This has been an amazing
episode. Really,
this was
really,
really fun. One of, I think this is our most fun one of the season. This has been great. Guys. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. How can people follow you? Where can they follow you?
Oh, and also, I'm going to plug in my hoops.
Go for it.
Do it.
Hoop Nation by Alexis. I've been selling the best hoops, small, big, every different color. I don't discriminate.
Earrings.
Yeah,
earrings.
Hoop yes. earrings. No. Hoop She's earrings. Hoop earrings. Yeah, I'm wearing really Hoop gorgeous. Nation right now. And at Alexis Waters _. Follow me, bitches.
Follow her, awesome. Bitches. All right, well,
see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.